and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast this week, and we're going to pick it back up here in John chapter 5 and verse number 9. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to Jerusalem. He's going to the Pool of Bethesda. There's a man that's laying there. There's several people that are laying there, the impotent folk, blind, halt, withered. They're waiting for the moving of the water. The Lord goes to this one man and asks him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man said, "I've got no one to help me. I can't get to the water in time." The Lord says to him, Rise up, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. We talked about last time how salvation, the healing of the Lord and the salvation of the Lord is eternal. This man of this disease that the Lord healed him of, that he had suffered from for 38 years, no doubt, with the way that the Lord is and the goodness of God and the power of God, this man had no problem with that disease any time of the rest of his life. It was done. When the scripture says he was made whole, there was no opportunity for that to come back on that man. He was made whole, completely whole. It says that he immediately took up his bed. He was immediately made whole and took up his bed and walked. Salvation is eternal. The healing of the Lord is eternal. And that's one thing about it that troubles me about these faith healers, so-called, that they say they have the power to be able to heal people of what they are suffering from. But always what you see is that they're healing something that's esoteric. It's something that you and I can't see. It's something that's down in their back, or something that's to do with their heart, or something to do with their liver, or something to do with this or that or the other. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he healed physical things that were known and could be seen, and he healed immediately, and he healed permanently. Just like the salvation that he gives. He gives salvation, and in John 3:16, we talked about that last time, how it is everlasting life. It lasts forever. It can't be taken away. It can't be lost, because Jesus died once and took his life back again and rose from the dead. He gave his body back its life. He raised his body from the dead to show that he has all power, even the power and control over his body while he was dead. He took his life back again, and when he gives us life in salvation, we're alive forevermore. The sinner that has been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ will live on as long as the Lord Jesus Christ lives on. And the scripture says he only died once. He'll never die again. And so here in verse number 9, we see also that this event where the Lord healed this man, it was on the Sabbath day. It was on the last day of the week, our Saturday as we refer to it, the religious day, the day that God had set apart in the beginning in the creation for man to rest. And then he ordained through the law of Moses for the Jews to worship on that day. Jesus is healing on that Sabbath day. Verse number 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he said that he was healed, and he that was healed wist not who it was. He said, "I didn't know." For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. So this man, the Lord told him, said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And so the man takes up his bed, he's loaded it up, he's healed, and he takes off for home, no doubt. The Jews, the religious elite of the day, the religious leadership, they say, "You're not supposed to be carrying your bed around today. It's the Sabbath day." The man said, "The one that healed me, that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." And so that's what I'm doing. He healed me and made me whole. I said, "Well, who was it?" And they said, "Don't know. I don't know who he is," because the Lord had conveyed himself away. When he healed the man, He went ahead and departed out of that pool area of the Bethesda there. He departed out of that before it could even be known who he was. It says in verse number 14, afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, the man that he had healed, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. He said, I've healed you, you've been made whole, and you know it. The man is there at the temple, which is a good thing. And the Lord reveals himself unto this man. He says, sin no more. And that's always the way the Lord Jesus Christ is. Yes, he receives sinners and their sin. But salvation, repentance, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is always going to be unto a turn. That repentance is talking about turning away from sin. It's not about making a promise to sin that you'll not sin anymore. There's a salvation that's preached that way. But it's an abhorrence of sin. It's a recognizing of sin against God. It's a deploring of that sin, the looking at that sin the way the Lord looks at it. And it's a desire. The salvation is a desire not to go that way anymore. Now, in this trichotomy that we are, the three parts of our existence, the soul having been saved by the Lord for the sinner that has repented and trusted and believed in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation of their soul, that soul is saved. The soul is righteous before God. But then this old flesh isn't saved yet. It still wants to sin. It still wants to sin against God. And now there's a warfare and a battle that's set up. The old mind, the old carnal mind, it still wants to go and chase after sin. The body desires things. The mind desires things. But the new man that has been saved, the Spirit of God living within, and the salvation of the soul, that wars against the old man. And the old man wars against that. And the Lord here says when he saves us, he knows how we're built, but he says, don't pursue after sin anymore. Will we sin? Yes, as the Lord's children, we're saved sinners. It's no excuse for us to continue to sin. And as John tells us in his epistles, not here in the Gospel of John, but in his epistles, he tells us that when we do sin as the Lord's children, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If we'll confess our sins, he's faithful and just as his children to forgive us our sins. And so here the Lord tells him, says, sin no more. Turn away from sin. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Because these sinners that have not turned from their sin, not repented before the Lord, not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they will spend an eternity in hell and the lake of fire, a small reprieve brought up at the great white throne judgment of God, to then be judged by their works. All they have is their works. They have no Savior. To be judged out of the books of the Bible, and then to be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. That's the worst thing that the Lord is telling to this man. And I believe in this that the man is saved. Behold, thou art made whole, verse 14, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. The Lord healed him, and now I believe he has saved him. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Verse 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. They are tore up at the Lord Jesus Christ for having healed this man on the Sabbath day. This man, now knowing that it is Jesus that has healed him, he goes and tells the Jews. But I don't believe it's a malicious thing that the man does. I don't think that this man is seeking to harm the Lord in any way. But to tell the truth, this man, if you'd been healed from a disease that you'd had 38 years, and then the Lord saved your soul, is it not true that we would want to tell others? It is true. It is that way. We want to share that and tell others. Others that we know of that may have, in the case of this man, that would have ailment and illness and sickness, would he not want to tell them that to go to Jesus for the healing of that? The man having been saved, would he not even want that, even for the Jewish leadership? And sure, I mean, that's the way it is. When the soul has been saved, a sinner's been saved, we desire to tell it. We desire others to partake in the blessing and the salvation that the Lord has bestowed upon us. And so I don't believe this man is malicious in going and telling the Jews that it was Jesus that had made him whole, but it was a desire on his part that they might enjoy the blessing and benefit of salvation and help from the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Jews, the religious leadership of the day, they have their own way. They've got their traditions. They've got their own way that they're teaching for the Word of God, and that's all they want. And what the Scripture says, they seek to persecute. Then therefore did the Jews, in verse 16, persecute Jesus and sought to kill him, to slay him, because that he had done these things on the Sabbath day. He'd healed a man on the Sabbath day. He had saved a man on the Sabbath day. Did the Lord work real hard to heal this man? Did the Lord Jesus Christ break a sweat when he told this man, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk"? No. Is the finger of God, the finger of God being manifested in the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the healing power, the power of God being manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ by him healing this man that no other could heal? The man had been diseased with this disease that he had for 38 years. No doubt he had inquired with doctors. No doubt he had inquired with specialists of the day, and no one could help him. He had resorted to going to the pool of Bethesda to be healed at the moving of the water if he could just get in there in time. But the Lord Jesus Christ, in an instant, healed him and made him whole. And the Jews are all tore up about that, and because he did it on the Sabbath day. The Lord, in other scriptures, he says, if you had an ox that got down in the ditch, or you had a head of cattle get down in the ditch, wouldn't you get it out on the Sabbath day? Isn't a person worth more than a head of cattle? Isn't that worth more? Isn't a man and the healing of a man, the healing of a woman, worth more than a bull or a cow or a horse? Yeah, indeed they are. They're well worth more, aren't they? And because Jesus is God, he made the Sabbath day, and he made the Sabbath day, he says, for man to rest, for man to worship God. If the one who made the Sabbath day and the one who ordained the Sabbath day for worship of him, if he wanted to do something different on it, couldn't he? Indeed he could. He is God. And that's part of the point of what the Lord is doing and seeking to accomplish in these different passages where it tells about him healing on the Sabbath day. Well, see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.